we finally have an answer to the murder dismemberment that we talked about this week. Remember I told you that tech CEO guy was murdered in his New York City apartment and dismembered?
Right.
And there were like three possible people that could have done it. There's a guy who's suing him, could have been him. The guy who got murdered is kind of in bed with these Nigerians that people were like, oh, Nigerian mob, maybe that's what it is. And there was a serial killer in New York that was doing dismemberment. So they were like, did they catch him? Maybe it's that guy. It was none of those
people. Wait. We're starting the music now.
Okay. It was not the Nigerian mob.
Aww.
It was not the serial killer that was in New York City. They thought it was a serial killer. I think they ended up catching him. So it definitely wasn't him. It wasn't anybody that we suspected. It turned out it was this guy's personal assistant.
Do we know this for a fact?
Oh, yeah. No, the guy's been arrested. This is a done deal. Yeah. So Fahim was the guy who was murdered. Mm-hmm. Now, a 21-year-old kid named Tyrese. Oh, you're going to love this. Guess where he's from? Long Island.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah. He's from Valley Stream, Long Island. I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
Great.
Yeah. So here's what's interesting. So this 21-year-old kid, he's like a wunderkind. Like, he's like this brilliant kid. At 21, he's like running this division. He's like an executive assistant and a personal assistant to this millionaire. So what's this guy's motive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tyrese had embezzled $100,000 from Fahim. Now, Fahim caught him, but instead of calling the cops, he said, look, let me just set up a payment plan. You can pay me back the $100,000 and then, you know, you won't have to go to jail. And I'll just chalk it up to you're 21 and we'll move on.
Right.
And I guess Tyrese was like, yeah, that works for you. I don't have $100,000, and made the choice to murder him instead.
Just for $100,000.
Yep.
Did he give him good terms? Maybe he didn't give him good terms. He had to pay the VIG, and then he was like 5%. So you actually end up paying like, you know, $400,000 on the way back. Is that why he did it?
Maybe that's what it was. Who knows?
Right.
So what was really interesting is, so Tyrese had murdered Fahim on Monday and then left and then went back to dismember the body and clean up. That was his plan. So he goes back and he starts cleaning up, but the sister shows up unexpectedly and interrupts him. Here's how they caught him. He ran out, so they didn't catch him in the act, okay?
Uh-huh.
They caught him because he used a taser. And I don't know if you know this, but when you use a taser on somebody, there's like little tiny pieces of paper, like confetti, comes out when you tase somebody.
Like, yay!
Yay! Tasing! Woohoo! Tasing is fun! Here's confetti. Yeah. But in that confetti are numbers, serial numbers, so they can trace the taser back to the person that bought it.
No.
And that's how they got him.
Are you kidding me?
Yep. That's how they did it. Remember, the kid, Tyrese, went back to clean up, so he would have cleaned up all that stuff. He just didn't get a chance to because his sister interrupted him.
Oh, yeah, because he went back with a saw and he was going to cut him up.
No, he had cut him up. He went back to, you're going to love this. He went to my Home Depot right here in my neighborhood.
And bought a saw.
Yeah.
So then he was going to go back and put him in bags and take him to the water like Dexter did. But the sister showed up.
Right. The place was pretty clean. He did a pretty clean job. He just hadn't had a chance to dispose of the body and fully clean up. Because his plan was that people were going to be like, he's missing, and that would have been that. We wouldn't have known what happened to him until his body washed up somewhere, because, you know, body parts always do wash up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if the sister wasn't so close with him and wasn't like, I haven't heard from him in so long, and not shown up when she did, we probably wouldn't know who murdered this dude, Fahim.
Well, we had no idea confetti was in a taser. Who knew that?
Oh my God, that's the most important thing to know. That's how good the NYPD is. They have this special, special task force that does these types of murder investigations, these detectives. They're so good. They caught this guy in under 3 days.
Wow.